Ted Roloffs, thanks for coming on.
Good to be with you.
One of the places that you report about is Ontonagon County, which is in the far western reaches of the Upper Peninsula. And it's a place that has lost 40% of its population in 40 years, you report. How do you connect that fact, you know, to its overwhelming support for Donald Trump during the primary?
Well, it came out anecdotally and through some of the people that I got in touch with. I mean, to drill down more narrowly on what happened with the population there, they first had a copper mine that closed, I think it was in the mid-90s, that at one point it employed 3,000 people, and you can imagine the impact that has on a sparsely populated county. And then more recently, they had a paper mill in town, which is the largest employer in the county, that closed down. So you've got a lot of people up there feeling a lot of pain. And for a variety of reasons, they believe that the solution to their dilemma is Donald Trump. It's not Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of skepticism about her, mistrust about her, and I think that's in some ways tied to mistrust of our whole political system, the system that they feel has failed them.
What do some of these voters think Trump could accomplish as president to help them?
It tends to come out in general, in broad terms, but it's expressed in things like, we've lost our way in this country. People don't respect us. We back down too much. Trump is strong. He's going to change things. He's going to make things better. And again, I think this is tied to a sense of watching our political system over years and decades not, in their perception, work to their benefit.
One place that you visited was Lake County, which is about an hour and 20 minutes south of Traverse City. What did you learn when you were there?
These refrains were pretty similar across the board. Same kind of thing. A woman I spoke to there, I think one of the comments she made to me was, people talk crap about our country and we don't do anything about it. I like Trump. He's strong. I don't like pushovers. And again, it's I think this is tied to a sense that in America that a lot of these people feel had existed at one point, that America is gone. That's a message that whatever you might think of his inconsistent behavior that Trump has connected on with a lot of people across this country. People are feeling dislocated economically, maybe culturally, and he's tapped into that.
You know, one of the interesting things that you point out in your piece is that 538, which is a website that does a lot of statistical analysis, they did an analysis about the median household incomes of voters during the primary campaign, and they found that Trump supporters made more money on average than Hillary voters for a household, about $72,000 on average.
Yeah.
Hillary voters made around $61,000. Are you surprised, on those national trends based on your analysis of Michigan voters for Trump?
Well, the analysis that I did is one slice of the electorate, and it's always a more complex picture than that. It's historically true that Republican voters are going to have higher median household income than Democratic voters. That's just it's been a fact for decades. If you look a little more closely at that 538 data, it also found that the median, average median income for Trump supporters was well below that, for example, of Governor Kasich of Ohio. I think it was $91,000 for the Kasich supporters. So that's not entirely surprising to me. Trump's support proportionately would be strongest among voters without a college education who tend to be white, but that's not his only support. He's still got a base of support from your typical Republican voters, not probably at this point enough of them to win the election.
You know, a few weeks out from the election, polling suggests that Donald Trump has a steep upward climb if he's going to get back into this race and win it. Where do you think a lot of these Trump supporters in rural Michigan are going to go in the future?
Well, I found in the people that I spoke to echoes of what's been reflected nationally in recent weeks and more, particularly in recent days. Trump has fueled this with his talk at rallies about a rigged election. Go to certain polling places and make sure they're not stealing votes. And the some of the passionate Trump supporters are talking about revolution. One of the individuals I spoke to up in Ontonagon County said, if you look on Facebook, there's a lot of people with guns. I think there's going to be a civil war. Now, he didn't, in further conversation, say he's going to take up arms and shoot people. He did not say that. It was just an expression of the strong emotions that a lot of Trump supporters feel. At this point, I don't think we really know what's going to happen should Trump lose November 8th. What's going to be the landscape of this country on November 9? A lot of that might depend on if Trump loses, how does he behave on that particular night.
Ted Roloffs, nice to have you on.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.